genetically engineered lucha libre wrestlers might sound like something straight out of a science fiction movie. But it's a reality that could soon become true. According to recent reports, cloning trials for lucha libre wrestlers are set to begin in Stockholm this September. For those unfamiliar with the term, lucha libre is a form of professional wrestling that originated in Mexico. It's characterized by colorful masks, high-flying acrobatics, and over-the-top personalities. Lucha libre has become increasingly popular worldwide, and fans are always on the lookout for new and exciting wrestlers to cheer for. Enter genetically engineered lucha libre wrestlers. The idea behind this technology is to create wrestlers with enhanced physical abilities, such as strength, agility, and endurance. These genetically modified athletes could potentially perform more impressive and dangerous moves than their human counterparts, making for an even more thrilling spectator experience. However, the creation of genetically engineered lucha libre wrestlers also raises ethical concerns. Some critics argue that the technology could be used to exploit athletes, pushing them to perform beyond their limits and risking their health and safety in the process. Others worry about the implications of modifying human DNA and the potential consequences for future generations. Despite these concerns, the creators of genetically engineered lucha libre wrestlers remain optimistic about the technology's potential. They believe that it could revolutionize the sport and pave the way for even more exciting and innovative athletic competitions in the future. Only time will tell whether genetically engineered lucha libre wrestlers will become a reality or not. However, the cloning trials set to begin in Stockholm this September mark an important step forward in this technology's development.